Hey everybody, figured I'd just come out here and do a quick update this morning as I watched the sunrise having a coffee. Update on the donation run we did last night. There is some shady stuff going on here in East Tennessee and in Northwest North Carolina for people bringing in goods to help the people who are trapped in the mountain communities and people who've lost it all. So I got many people who reached out and gave me messages saying that FEMA was in essence trying to stop people from bringing in private donations and trying to funnel them to, where the feds would look good, because the feds would then redistribute your donations as they see fit. In fact, I cannot verify it personally, but I had somebody reach out who said that FEMA took all of the donations that were brought to the Elizabethton Community Center here in Tennessee and brought all that stuff to Asheville. So with that said, a couple things. If you are donating goods and you happen to see some chicanery, record it. Take out your phone. Mr. Guns and Gear did a video on that yesterday too, and I am echoing that. If you see something that is foul afoot, then videotape that and get it to us. Because we will make them famous. A couple things here. Our caravan, we had about 10 vehicles that were just packed with goods, food, water, toiletries, clothing, you name it. We brought it down and we got through. No problems for us. What I will say is, to avoid the FEMA thing, bring it to a private run drive or to a church, because the churches will be able to get it to their people who are in need, they know as well. So we got our goods to two communities last night, to Valley Forge, Tennessee, and to Spruce Pine, North Carolina. Spruce Pine, you may have heard in the news for a couple reasons. A, the town has been devastated. And the other one is that it is the nation's, or the world's richest quartz area. I guess the quartz that they have is the best in the world. And there's a lot of semiconductor and chips that are made from stuff mined there. So there's a lot of stuff going on there as well. But we were able to get a lot of supplies to those folks who were trapped in the mountains. And the drive continues. I just checked my PayPal, and I want to thank each and every one of my viewers who have helped in this matter. There's been about $4,000 raised so far. All of that money is, and I'm everything I can possibly do, I'm sending to folks who are doing the good work on the ground. Maybe they need money for fuel or chainsaw blades or bar oil, or people who are in the search and rescue area. While I'm saying this, I gave a shout out to my friend Logan and his crew. I also want to give a shout out to Bear Independent. Grindstone Ministries is on the ground doing the work here, and I'm going to try to help them out as well. I'll have a link down below if you want to help them. You can donate right to them. They go around the country, guys and gals. When people are in need after devastation, they go in and help clean up and help people, get into their homes or get stuff out of their home. So Bear, keep doing the thing, brother. Guys, real quick, this video is brought to us by our friends at Brownells, and all of the money that they are giving for sponsorship is going right to this cause as well. So thank you to Brownells for making what we're doing possible. Back to the video. So another thing, FEMA came out yesterday, Mayorkas, Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the head of the federal clowns. He said that, get this, FEMA, who gets a ton of money from us Americans and our tax money for a budget, had the balls to say they don't even have enough money to get through hurricane season this year. They have spent hundreds of millions of dollars on illegal immigrants, but they have no money for Americans who have lost everything because of disasters. Y'all need to start paying attention. I know we are. Most of us are. Like, we'll do it ourselves, which means, a lot more. The second thing is Kekalin Harris yesterday. She came out and said that they were prepared to give those families who have been hit the hardest $750. Just like they gave folks in Maui $600. And that's it, right? Well, I can't say I speak for everybody in the hills here, but she can take that $750 and shove it up her ass. We will help our own people much more than the federal government can, will, or even cares to. Ran out of money, can't make it through hurricane season, but we've just sent $18 billion overseas a couple days ago, and Zelensky gets a $75 million yacht. It's so frustrating, but we will continue to help our own. If you want to help out, my PayPal address is down below, or donate right to Grindstone Ministries. I'll also put Johnny B's fundraiser for Logan's crew. He's got a GoFundMe, and Mr. Guns and Gear is doing a great work too down in North Carolina. So the three of us are trying our best. There's many people out there doing the work who don't even get an acknowledgement. So if you see folks who are doing the hard work, stop, thank them, you know, buy them a coffee if that's all you can do. But America is rebuilding America because the government sucks.